A lot of tequila brands talk about terroir, different ranches, different elevations, different soils, but very few brands prove it bottle after bottle the way Lagrimas does. This is their newest release. These agaves were harvested in 2025. And this one feels a little bit different because this is the first single estate release where all of the agaves are fully owned and farmed by the Rosales families themselves, right there in Arenal, not far from the Cascawin Distillery. Today, we're going to review the 2025 La Quesa del Charco Plata from Lagrimas del Valle. This product is produced at Cascawin by Chavo Rosales. And how can you go wrong with anything from NOM 1123? So let's pop this up, get it in the glass and talk about it a little bit. This is the first time I've tasted it. I have seen a few people do reviews on the Reposado Agave Love and Lore. Brad, he did a great one. And Doug from the Agave Social Club also did a fantastic review on that one. So I thought I'd give the Blanco a try. And honestly, you can smell this tequila right here. And it smells exactly like what I thought it would. Let's check up on the brand a little bit. Just in case you're not familiar with Lagrimas del Valle, the entire concept behind the brand is vintage tequilas. Every release comes from a completely different ranch and harvest. Different climate, different soil, different agave character. One release and only one at a time. They usually only release a Reposado and a Blanco. Today we're going to showcase the Blanco. What they're doing in their bottles is showing that the flavor profile can change. If you keep the production exactly the same and the plant comes from a different field and is harvested in a different year, that gives you the different flavors from each one and lets you taste the terroir of the ground and the environment where it comes from. So knowing that everything in the area is different where the agave grows, maybe this one has eucalyptus plants or different fruit plants or citrus plants growing in the field, those all affect how that agave is going to taste, not to mention the temperature. How hot are the summers? How cool are the winters? How much rain does it get? What's been in the soil before the agave? All of those things are going to make an impact, and Lagrimas does a great job of showing you that that terroir, just like wine, can change with each vintage they put out. Now let's talk about the production a little bit, because this is Cascawin and you know they can do a lot of different things at NOM 1123. This one is traditional brick oven cooking. They're going to use a blend of roller mill and tahona extraction, and even the fermentation in this one is layered. They're using stainless steel fermentation and mixing it with some wood fermentation with fibers. That's going to combine and create a lot of depth, texture, and character. And honestly, I haven't even nosed this yet, and I can already smell there's a lot of craftsmanship in this glass. Okay, let's dive into the nose of this one. Wow, it's definitely cooked agave. I pick up a lot of vegetal notes on this one, and I haven't compared them side by side. I really wish I would have or pulled one down to do it in this video. Because for me, this one seems like there is a little bit deeper vegetal notes in here. Great Cascawin cooked agave, great minerality. I wish I could pinpoint what that vegetal note is that I'm picking up that's maybe a little bit different than some of the other Cascawins or Lagrimases that I've had. Smells great though. So I gotta say that note that I'm picking up may actually be a touch of eucalyptus. It's almost like it's a minty menthol type nose. I did just crack the bottle, so I'm sure it's gonna open up over time. All right, let's dive into the palate of this thing. Okay, on the palate, cooked agave, great sweetness. Very balanced. That Cascawin minerality, definitely. But I pick up a floral, like honey note with some really herbal notes, almost maybe a clove. As I've been doing these nose trainings, I've been smelling different things and trying to pick those up. And it's really changed how I really smell and process some of the things that I taste. That's been an incredible process. This is really good. I have to say, this has a really different minerality to it than what I normally pick up. And I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's different, but it's really good. It's not as deep petrichor. It has more herbal freshness. It has a nice sweetness. And then the finish has just a light pepper. It's long and it's clean. And it just kind of gets you in both sides of the mouth. It's incredibly balanced. So I can't wait to dive into the Reposado of this one, but the Blanco is amazing. And I think I'm going to have a blind come up and do all of the different ones just to talk about how each different one tastes. I did have the chance to meet with Brandon Cummings from Ultimo Brands and talk about this product and hearing his passion behind these ranch-specific releases and how they came up with the idea is definitely something to listen to. It's on YouTube or wherever you get your podcast, because it's also an audio podcast. And Brandon, dude, he's a savant when it comes to tasting. So he's definitely one that you want to learn from. If you're looking for tequilas that actually talk about where they're from, talk about terroir, and document the place, this is definitely a tequila to check out. One of the things I love about their bottle is they actually show right on the bottle, Year harvested, where it came from. This one's at 1,400 meters high, so it's giving you the elevation. This also is 46% ABV, so it gives you a little more boost, a little more flavor, and a little more just traditional wow in your mouth. This is a really good tequila to check out. Lagrimas does seem to have pretty good distribution. I can even find them here in Indiana. So if I can find it in Indiana, you definitely can find it in other places. Go to their website. You can find out where they are. If you love tequila reviews, if you love learning about traditional process, please hit that like, share button. And let me know if you've had any of their releases like La Sabino, La Loma, La Sabina. I'd love to hear your thoughts on those. I think they've all been fantastic. I think there's only been one that I haven't had. So thanks for watching. Have a great night. Drink some great tequila, folks. Cheers, everybody.